True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Our Browns beat reporter is Daryl Ryder. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, Daryl.
Hi, Daryl.
Hello, boys.
Hey, did you know it's not hard to bring down Derrick Henry?
I got to tell you, this is a saucy, confident bunch right now going into this game. for an 0-1 team that only scored 16 points, they're pretty confident. We learned yesterday that the secondary of the Ravens is not going to be a challenge from Jerry Jeudy. Today we got a whoop-de-doo about the point spread in this thing from Grant Delpit. Then he was asked if Derrick Henry's hard to break. Not a challenge. So, listen, I respect and admire the confidence from this football team. Now we'll see if they can actually back it up in Baltimore.
Sure.
Where do you think this is this confidence all coming from last week?
I don't know. I really don't. But, man, it is it's different. I'm not used to hearing that coming out of a Browns locker room. In some respects, it's refreshing.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Also, at the same time, it's kind of like, well, you better back it up if you're going to do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, we'll see if they're going to be able to, you know, to back it up. But they, look, I mean, this is not a team that is you know, downtrodden or frustrated or whatever over the week one result. They've clearly put that in the rearview mirror, and they really believe they can go to Baltimore and beat this Ravens team.
The defensive effort against Cincinnati, just a really good game that all fell the right way, or a sign of things to come?
Well, listen, I have been saying for a while now that you know, this defense is good enough to carry the team. And the question for me is, right, can the offense do just enough to win them football games? And also now special teams. Like, I think we got to throw that in after what had happened last week with Andre Schmidt leaving 4 points off the board. So, but I do believe that this defense has the potential to be elite. And I don't feel like the performance we saw in week one against the Bengals was a fluke by any stretch of the imagination.
What are your thoughts on Quinshon Judkins? Is something like my fear is that the league's going to step up tomorrow at like 5 o'clock and go, nah, he's not going to play.
I think he's going to play.
Okay.
Question is, how much is he going to play? And I think that based on what Tommy Rees and what Kevin Stefanski have said in the last 2 days,
okay,
they like the condition that he came in. Okay. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I do feel like they will be careful not to throw a full workload on him, but they will. I think you're going to see him Sunday in Baltimore for a handful of plays. I really do. We're about to, you know, a little bit here after we talk to Jim Schwartz at 120. About 145, we'll hit the practice field and we'll get to look at him because he is here today. And, you know, I'll certainly obviously post some video of that for folks to look at. But my expectation is that he will play Sunday in Baltimore right now.
Daryl, when he does start playing, and once he does, I'm sure he's the man until the NFL decides he's not, if the NFL decides that at all. How does the running back group stack up? Is it Judkins, Sampson, and Ford, or does Rocket Sanders have a chance to knock Jerome Ford out of playing time?
And I think Rocket Sanders might be able to take some snaps away.
Snaps or game day spot?
No, that's what I'm talking about. Snaps on game day, absolutely, yeah.
With Ford being inactive?
I think that Sampson really showed you some versatility on Sunday. And if you can use Junkins to ground and pound, right, and then you throw a rocket in there in a couple of short yardage situations, like I do think it would be fair to ask where that leaves Jerome Ford, right? Because, again, there's only so many reps to go around. There's only so many players you can have active, and I don't know that it makes sense to have four running backs active on a game day. So, I mean, look, it's a performance business, and I think that they will go with the player that they feel is going to perform at the highest level. And then obviously, too, those decisions will be, informed by production in previous weeks.
I know it came up a little bit, but the whole Browns Ravens history stuff that's just kind of popping out because the Ravens are going to celebrate their 30th anniversary this weekend, which is just really tacky against the Browns. But just your thoughts on do you think that I don't think the players get it. They might say they do, but they don't. I'm not mad at them if they don't. I mean, it's not like I'm upset, but is there any feeling there?
Yeah, pro sports is so transient. I really don't think that the players are impacted by it in any way, shape, or form. And Joe Batonio, and I'll post the video in a little bit when we can get to it. Thursdays are basically a fire hose of media availability. But I'll eventually post Joe Batonio on it because he's obviously been here the longest. If there's anyone that has, a vast history of what this fan base has suffered through, it's Joel Batonio. But do I think that the players really care about that stuff? No, I do not. I think that they care about how they can slow up Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and score more points than the Baltimore Ravens can, right? Mm-hmm. That's what they care about. But for Joe Flacco, though, it's a completely different situation. He delivered one of those Super Bowls that they're going to be celebrating, right?
Right.
They traded him in, 2018 or whatever it was, and to make way for Lamar Jackson and basically a passing of the torch there. Obviously, I think this game means something to him, but does Joe Flacco really dwell on the fact that Baltimore stole the original Browns franchise from Cleveland? No, and none of these guys do. I think, and in fairness to the Ravens, they put out the statement yesterday about, hey, this was done before the NFL schedule was announced in the home opener. And you know what? I'd probably put more blame on the NFL office than I would the Baltimore Ravens, right? Because they're the ones like, hey, yeah, okay, well, let's go ahead and schedule the Cleveland Browns for the first game, home game. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't think that celebration is going to have any impact. I asked Kevin Stefanski about it yesterday, and
I know
the expression on his face as I was asking the question, like, was pretty much, I've got bigger fish to fry this week than really worrying about what the Ravens are doing before and at halftime.
Darryl, I think it's on CBS. I mean, if CBS wants to make a big deal about it during the game, then it's going to be irritating to Browns fans. That's all.
Of course it will be, because that franchise has what was supposed to have happened here.
Yep.
And the reason why it's painful is because the franchise that the city, the Browns fans got back has just been a fumbling, bumbling mess of stupidity for almost three decades. Meanwhile, the Ravens got trophies in the case. They got a bunch of Hall of Famers. They're just, they got a head coach who's been there for almost two decades in Harbaugh. Their defense, it doesn't matter the coordinator, the personnel, it's the same every year. Like, And then, you know, Browns fans, they get, you know, what they've got. So that's why it's painful. Had the Browns been able to get their act together at any point in the last 30 years and put a winner on the field and be competitive and be like it was in the late 80s or back in the 50s and the 60s, then I don't think Browns fans would care all that much about it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the fact that you got what you got and the situation that this franchise is in, and there's no franchise quarterback here, and until there's a franchise quarterback here, there's no hope for Super Bowls. Yeah, I mean, of course Browns fans are going to be bitter. The Ravens have had two franchise quarterbacks since going to Baltimore, right? So I certainly understand why Browns fans are offended that, you know, the Ravens organization is doing this on Sunday. But again, like within the locker room, it's not something that these players are focused on, and that's not out of a lack of respect for Browns fans. It's just they're worrying about schemes and all those type of things and personnel groupings and everything that comes with game planning and preparing for an opponent.
Daryl, right. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Daryl.
You bet, guys.
Daryl. Lamar Jackson will be quarterbacking the Baltimore Ravens against the Browns on Sunday. No issues from the NFL about the little, even an altercation that Lamar had with the Buffalo fan the other night when, who was it? DeAndre Hopkins made the catch.
Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, I kind of understood what was going on, but it's just not a good thing to do. Let's just be honest. Just stay out of the stands. That's all.
Well, and there was, I don't even get mad at these guys. There is no anything with Lamar Jackson. A Bills fan pushed DeAndre Hopkins in the helmet when he walked by
after the touchdown.
Yeah. And I believe it was a lady shoved him in the helmet and, you know, just kind of knocked his head a little bit and then did the same thing to Lamar. And Lamar just pushed her and pushed her back into her seat.
Right.
And he apologized and said, "Hey, sorry about that, but
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Your own business, basically.
Yeah, we're in the moment, too.
And you know what? He's right.
Yeah.
And you know what? The NFL said, yeah, you're right. Because you're not getting punished, and that fan is banned from every NFL stadium. You're not allowed to put your hands on the players. You're not allowed to do that.
You just can't do it. That's all there is to it.
Only in the Unless NBA, they end up in your lap.
If you're trying to, you know, stop them from flying into your seat, I can get it. I get it.
When I look at the Baltimore Ravens franchise, of all the things that they've had over the years, the thing that I would most want to have with our franchise would have been Ozzie Newsome as general manager.
Say this again, though.
Of anything that the Ravens have had since they've become the Baltimore Ravens, if I could take one thing and cherry pick it for our organization, it would have been Ozzie, who, of course, was here working in the front office and went to Baltimore and was given the chance to be a general manager. That's what I would have wanted. Second would be Lamar Jackson. Quarterback who can dominate the league and is one of the premier players at the most premier position in sports.
I mean, I probably would take both those Lombardis before I would take both those guys. But
I'm talking personnel,
I know,
not possessions.
You probably want to take Ray Lewis, wouldn't you?
No.
You wouldn't?
Nope. I'll pass.
Because off the field or, I mean, is that truthfully?
Mainly off the field.
Yeah,
I'll pass.
I don't know, as a player,
I'd rather have Lamar Jackson. Wouldn't you rather have a big-time quarterback than a middle linebacker?
Although, you know, that would say that
Defense
was a reason they won Super Bowls, right?
Yeah, except Lamar is the reason that they're as good as they are now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can't win without
I'm torn
one
on
of
that,
those.
Man. I don't even like talking about it, I'll be honest with you.
Well, too bad.
I know. That's what we do.
That's pretty much it.
That's what we do for a living. I can't stand the Ravens. I just want them to get this game. I really, really hope they...
You must admit, though, they're one of the premier operations in the National Football League.
Yeah, because Ozzie's... Yeah. I mean,
it's not
like Ozzie's not still around, by
Ozzie
the way, kids. He's still very much around.
Has a corner office, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I'm not mistaken. His office is actually...
Do you think he ever would have had the opportunity here?
Yeah.
But if they would have stayed with Bill... Do you think he would have the opportunity here?
Yeah.
You think Bill would have set, like, how do you think Ozzie and Bill would have worked together if Ozzie was the GM?
You're assuming that Bill would have lasted here.
That's what I'm saying. If they both, remember, I'm going to go back to Art's quote saying he's the last coach I'm ever going to hire. So if that was the case.
But he wasn't.
And so. Knowing, again, just take the premise. Let's just say, because one of the other things I've thought about this last couple, okay, what if it never happened? What if the Ravens just got the expansion team and that would have been the end of it? What if Baltimore would have got the expansion team and we would still be sitting in the same spot? Because at the time, we were completely trending in the right direction when they derailed everything.
True.
I mean, probably the biggest derailment in sports.
Bill might have lasted here, too, because they wouldn't have finished the season as poorly.
No.
And they wouldn't have had the PR move, which is what a big part of letting Bill Belichick go.
Mm-hmm.
Was because from everything I ever understood from people who were involved in that, was that Art thought, I can't take this guy who has no personality with me to sell a new franchise. Instead, I'll bring back a beloved Baltimore football figure.
Yeah, brilliant move.
Well, it was, actually.
In the end, was it? I mean, you let arguably the best coach in NFL history go away.
And you brought in... Ted Marchibroda, then hired a guy in Billick, and you let Ozzie run the whole operation.
But hiring,
and it worked beautifully for both the Patriots.
Hiring Ted in the beginning wasn't probably the best idea.
Oh, probably not, except for one thing. Art was making a PR move.
Again, not knowing much about football, right, or business. I don't know. I understand the business part of it.
I mean, you were going to sell tickets in Baltimore regardless, so you didn't have to sell tickets by changing coaches. But you saw what Bill was like here as the face of the organization. It was terrible.
Oh, it was brutal.
Especially and when you saw it in New
when
England.
You were trying to upstage one of the most beloved players in Browns history, in Bernie.
Yeah, upstage or, you know, doing what he thought was right, whether it was or wasn't.
Yeah, I don't know that. I mean, I'll be honest, and I'm friends with Bernie. I don't know that it was the wrong move. It was the wrong move at the time because he didn't really have a quarterback to replace him.
He tied up. He did actually, Vinny Testaverde, and you can make your own argument there. But you know, he didn't replace him with Todd Filcox on a long term basis.
Yeah, but
he
unfortunately, that's the way it worked.
Yeah, even for the first
one game
anyway.
Created an entire history.
Yeah, it sure did.
Yeah,
that wasn't good. I just, Ozzie is the thing that to me will always be like, wow, what could have been? What could have been? Because he's clearly one of the great minds when it comes to running a franchise in football history, Andy.
No, I'm not arguing any of that. Yeah.
He's really good. And I give Ozzie a lot of credit. And he was always a gentleman when he was here. And always, he's been on our show since he was in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And I would have. That's the thing that got away to me. It wasn't Bill. It was Ozzie more so.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's just I laugh when I think about that. I'm like, why would you have walked away from Bill? That's all. And you said it. It's because you cared more about the marketing than you did about the football time.
Well, and they got it figured out because Ozzie made the right moves.
Right.
You know?
And part of that started with getting Ray Lewis in there, too.
Well, without question. Yeah. But Jonathan Ogden was his first choice. Ray was
a little
later on.
Right.
But Ray is certainly a great player in the Hall of Fame. Terrific player.
Let's get this game over. I hope they win. Can they just go win this game?
I hope they win.
I wish they were playing today.
That's a astute observation right there from Baskin and Phelps.
Well, I feel like this you know what stinks about when you have a day off like the week we did last week? The next week always seems to take forever to get to the next game, especially when you lose in the way they lost on Sunday. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. It just takes forever. It's like we're on you know what it is? It's being in high school and knowing that you've got like a big game at night and you're looking at the clock at 1 o'clock and maybe you get out of school at 2 and that clock takes forever to get from 1 to 2. That's where we are right now. That clock to get to this game this week, I just hope they play well. I think the defense last week gave me hope. Maybe I shouldn't have it, but I just kind of feel like the hope that the defense gave us last week made me think they're going to be able to hang. And I really think Kevin thinks that Joe Flacco can keep them in every game. So, and I think Joe can too. I think Joe can keep them in every game as long as he doesn't get into a position where he's got to start running around.
And if he does, there could be big problems.
Yeah, that would be issues.
You know, the one thing to think about here, the 49ers just lost Brock Purdy. He's out a number of weeks. And turf toe is the diagnosis. And they're going to go with Mac Jones. Well, Mac was a first-round draft choice and not terribly successful in the league so far, but clearly a guy who can play the position in the NFL. You know, I think he's one of the better backup quarterback options in the league.
That's why you better have two, right?
Well, that's where I was just going to go.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
You just said Joe Flacco running around. What if Joe gets knocked out? Are you confident that one of the rookie quarterbacks, and obviously Dylan Gabriel would be the first man up, are you confident that Dylan Gabriel could go into the game and give the offense a chance to put up some points and beat a team like Baltimore?
I may not be. I don't know what you are, but I think Kevin Stefanski in the front office, I think they are confident in him. I think they think he can run the offense. I think they think he can keep them in games. I think the front office thinks Gabriel can win games for this team.
I like what I've seen from him as far as running the offense. But it's in preseason, Andy. And it's a different deal when it comes to the regular season. I will tell you, I'm really curious to see. I'm anxious to see. I want to see Dylan Gabriel running this offense. Except that means either things went really bad or Joe Flacco got hurt. And I don't want to see either one of those things happen. So it's a tough spot, I think, if you're just observing the team and watching what the Browns are doing. I think it's a tough spot to be in because I want the guy out there. I really do. I want to see if you – let's go Menigan. I want to see if you happen to have your quarterback for an extended period of time on this roster right now. And I just think enough games are going to go by with Joe Flacco playing quarterback that you're not going to get that opportunity. You're not going to see enough of Gabriel or Sanders to say, yep, we got our guy. And instead, you're going to be looking at the guys we talk about every Tuesday when we go over the college quarterbacks.
Is 3-3 the worst thing that could happen to this team through 6 games?
No. See, that I just think they're in a position now, Andy, where you almost can't win at this quarterback situation. Because if Flacco and the team fails, all right, well, then that's not good. And I personally think when they got rid of Pickett, that they got rid of their best opportunity to have a guy who might be able to be here for a while and keep you from drafting a guy next year. But I just think that opportunity next year could be too good to pass up. You know, there are a number of guys who are going to be first-round draft choices. There's rumblings that maybe 6, which is the most that's ever happened in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Happened recently, and it happened back in the Dan Marino, John Elway draft.
Right.
There could be even 7. So if enough teams need quarterbacks, stay tuned on that.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.